When people fail to pay a court or administrative fine, most states can suspend that person's driver's license. According to a new report by the Washington Post, that may have happened to more than 7 million people around the country. In Vermont, 9% of adult drivers have had their license suspended over debt. Washington Post reporter Justin Moyer spent months putting together these numbers, and he joins me now. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Well, first off, explain what the implications are here. What does it mean for someone who, say, gets a traffic ticket and then fails to pay it?
It can mean a lot of different things in a lot of different states, and it often means a very bad things. People are unable to get to work. They're unable to pick up their kids because they don't have the amount of money necessary to pay, say, a traffic ticket, you know, a red light ticket, you know, here in the district. They end up not legally able to drive at all, which can mean further debt and eventually incarceration.
And this may be obvious, but spell it out for us. Why would someone who's had their license suspended then go out and drive their car?
Basically, they need to. You know, if you need to make money to, you know, put food on the table, if you need to pick up your children, maybe as part of a custody agreement, you're going to do that whether or not you're legally able to drive, especially if you live in a rural area or a city where, you know, you don't have access to reliable public transportation. Many people are just willing to take the risk that they'll be, you know, pulled over. Obviously, most days you don't get pulled over, but if you do, it can lead to additional tickets or jail time, and you sort of fall further into this, what some would call, you know, a debt trap.
Yeah, and commuting by car, of course, is a big deal here in Vermont, where much of the state is quite rural. You looked at numbers from all across the country. Looking at Vermont's numbers, we have a high percentage of drivers with licenses suspended. How many people exactly have had their license suspended in Vermont?
The DMV in Vermont told me that this affects more than 58,000 people, which is a significant percent of, I guess, your driving population up there, though actually nationally that number is not that big. In other states like you know, bigger states like Texas, there's, you know, more than a million people have fallen into this category.
Looking over Vermont's laws, there are some ways residents can avoid having their license suspended through setting up a payment plan to pay off traffic violations, for example. Other states have also passed legislation around this issue recently. What's being done in places like California, for example?
So California actually last year made this illegal. You can't lose your license, as far as I understand it, for any kind of court debt. Virginia passed a law to make it easier to set up payment plans. Even a state like Mississippi, perhaps not everyone's idea of a, you know, a very progressive state, is now in the process of, I guess, restoring the licenses of, I think it's more than 100,000 people who lost them as a result of court debt down there.
And what's the argument for these laws? I mean, people might say, you know, hey, look, these people broke the law. They haven't paid their fine. Why should they get off the hook?
Well, you know, I hear that a lot. I get a lot of kind of angry emails about it. You know, people say, well, this is just the social contract. This is just civilized society. Of course, that's true. But the argument on the other side is that, you know, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. You know, because you got a ticket for, say, going 10 miles over the speed limit, and then you didn't have enough money to pay the ticket because, you know, maybe you don't have a lot of money, you live in poverty, you shouldn't then be further punished by losing the privilege to drive, and then falling further into debt and sort of further into poverty. And it's sort of a vicious cycle that people are saying, you know, they can't escape. One gentleman I interviewed basically said it's hard to get out of the trouble you're in. You know, people are recognizing maybe they did wrong, but they just can't find a way, you know, out of it in some states.
Justin Moyer is a reporter for The Washington Post. Justin, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.